This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1620. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 6th, Antarctica, Australia, Bahrain, Biafra, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, Chad, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Fiji, France, Germany, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Lithuania, Madagascar, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Sikkim, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Wolfgang Büscher reminds us that traditionally on Midwinter's Day in Antarctica, there's an annual greetings broadcast to the British Antarctic Survey staff down there from transmitters in Britain and Ascension. That is Thursday, June 21st this year. Last year, and usually it's been at 2130 to 2200 UT. We don't yet have the frequencies this year or confirmation that it will be happening, but last year they were on 5950, 7295, 7360 via Ascension, and 9850. We hope to have more info about this next week. In Australian DX News, Craig Seeger says, I dropped a note to Craig Allen of Aussie Radio, which was inactive since July 2011. It had been on 3210 and 5050, if you recall last year. At this stage, he's unable to say when the station may return to the air, so it does not seem like it's going to be anytime soon. And a reminder to look for VL8A, Alice Springs, Northern Territory, Australia, on 4835 only, anytime during the day or night. And of course, anytime there's a more or less darkness path from you to them or vice versa. Giovanni Serra in Roma, Italy, says he was surprised to be hearing an Australian at such a time as 2046 to 2137 UT on May 31st. And it works also to Western North America instead of 2310 in our summers. Ron Howard in California heard VL8A on 4835 June 1st from 1157 to 1228 and again 1248 to 1301, carrying some ball game until the nightlife program at 1300. However, he says, for years, All India Radio in Gangtok, Sikkim and ABC peacefully shared 4835, but if ABC permanently goes to 24 hours, that would seem to be the end of any chance for North American reception of Sikkim. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports Radio Bahrain on 6010, still there with pop, disco, and even Spanish ballads. Heard on the 7th and 12th of May between 2330 and 0220. Occasional talks in English by the DJ. And their Arabic program is on 9745. Mark Davies in Wales also heard 6010 Radio Bahrain at 1845 UT with a fair signal, the best he had heard them. Better in upper sideband. However, you might try the other one depending on splash. Mainly Western pop music, but some English was heard around the top of the hour, June 1st. Also still being heard is the clandestine Radio Biafra London on 11870. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, heard it June 2nd from sign-on at 2001 to sign-off at 2059, although the carrier was on at 2000. They did not start programming until a minute later in vernacular, and then played the Biafra national anthem. Onward into a discussion in vernacular with some English, and they again closed with their anthem. Fairly good reception, and this is on Thursdays and Saturdays only, and it's transmitted via Germany. Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, is usually on the air on 15190 by 0600, sometimes before 0500. However, June 4th at 0536, instead I was hearing Brazilian music, and it was slightly off frequency. Of course, that's Radio Inconfidencia in Belo Horizonte, about a sesquicentkilohertz above 15190. And there was still no sign of Equatorial Guinea at 0600. Mark Davies in Wales measured it more precisely. June 3rd at 2110 is 15191.45. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener and Clara Lissensprechen send a Broadcasting Board of Governors press release decrying the Cambodian government cancellation of VOA and Radio Free Asia coverage during their national election. They forced FM stations to stop airing election programming from RFA and VOA on five affiliate stations inside Cambodia, June 2nd and 3rd. That does it, I say, if you insist on partnering with FM stations in repressive countries and value FM so much more highly than shortwave. It's time to start controlling your own FM transmitters, such as via tight beams from U.S.-owned satellites or aircraft. Somewhat more realistically, you should read Kim Andrew Elliott's take on this, rather predictably, at his .com blog. Medium wave listeners, including yours truly, too often hear dead air on certain AM stations. Fred Water in Ontario mentions in the ODXA group, CJRN 710, once a full-service station, now a travel and tourist info station, has been running nothing but an open carrier. Noted at noon June 4th, apparently it's been doing this for a while. Other than hearing it blast at the bottom of Clifton Hill in Niagara Falls, basically a non-stop infomercial for the casinos and other attractions, not to mention that whole water falling over a rock thing, I have not listened in ages. Anyone have the scoop? And then he found a post on the SOWNY.ca board. An open carrier on 710 CJRN, is anyone listening? Fred says, it seems I heard somewhere it was mostly staffed by people in the radio program at Niagara College. Not like there would be any point in being a regular listener, mostly catering to travelers approaching Niagara Falls and pushing the casinos. Sad when you remember how good this station used to be. Fred Waterer also refers us to a story in the Globe and Mail. British Columbia organizers of Tiananmen protest accuse radio station of bowing to Beijing. The station is AM 1320 in Vancouver, CHMB, which refused to run any announcements about the upcoming demonstration. John Filiozzi says, what a crock. The CRTC ought to strip this owner of his license. Ricky Leong and Harry Van Vogt have news of an unexpected pending reactivation of a CBC AM frequency in Windsor, Ontario. Radio-Canada has applied to the CRTC to move from 540 to 1550 AM, the frequency vacated when CBE, that's Radio 1 in English, moved to FM. They say CBEF on 540 is in need of a major overhaul while the CBE site is in good shape. If approved, the French service would go from 2,500 watts day, 5,000 night on 540, to 10,000 watts on 1550, plus an FM repeater to fill in a gap in the Sarnia area. I understand that medium wave DXers in Northeast America and Southeast Canada have been enjoying having 1550 vacant of Windsor, but it seems it'll be coming back in French. And Ricky summarizes the cover letter from SRC in French. The four towers used for CBF on 540 are in very poor condition due to serious corrosion or rust. The transmitter and building date back to the 1970s and are due for replacement. The nearby presence of high-tension hydro lines is causing significant interference to CBF on 540. Last week, I mentioned that the 05 to 530 UT English broadcast of Radio Japan via Sackville on 6110 was their most reliable one for us to hear. As if to contradict me, since May 31st, that broadcast has been missing without explanation, although Radio Japan is still announcing it. I wonder if Sackville is already starting to dismantle the transmitters. Another possibility, NHK or CBC deliberately turned it off experimentally to see if anyone would notice. Well, I certainly did, but I've not contacted RCI or NHK directly. They should be monitoring my reports, after all. As I am scanning far out of band for Firedrake, I run across something else in Chinese, on 17398 USB, June 1st at 1302. A woman speaking sounds like a broadcast rather than two-way, but she stops after a few minutes and starts making contacts. I researched reports on this frequency and found XSQ, Guangzhou Radio in China, on that frequency. And it was also heard recently by F5OIH in France at the same time and frequency. He says it's Chinese maritime info. Terry Kruger in Florida notes Cuban jammers in the daytime on 6030 June 3rd after 15, 17, and 18 UT. Multiple big pulsers pumping up the volume, oblivious to the fact that they are jamming dead air space at this time when Radio Marti is not using the frequency. How many refrigerators and window air conditioners, he says, could they be powering for elderly widows in Havana's old crumbling apartments? There are only two stations which might be using 5005 kHz, Radio Nepal and Radio Nacional Bata, Equatorial Guinea. Nepal has not been reported in some time and is believed to be off the air or running a very low-power transmitter. Someone in Brazil thought he was hearing that around midnight UT, when they're supposedly scheduled to be on, if active. However, Radio Nacional in Equatorial Guinea is definitely active on 5005, although somewhat irregularly, and is presumably off the air by that time. It has been heard by Gianni Serra in Italy from 1949 to 2020 UT on May 22nd. And Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania keeps hearing it around morning sign-on, which varies a lot. June 2nd, he heard them from 0510 to 540. And on June 3rd, they did not sign on until 0538. I have yet to catch a local ID since Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, reactivated 15190 a few months ago. They just don't like to give IDs between programs, but maybe they do at sign on or sign off. Jorge Freitas in Brazil has caught them giving a sign off announcement, including an ID, just before 0900 UT on several dates, and he's put some clips of this on his blog, along with lots of other interesting audio. It's www.iperniti.com/doc/75006. The new clandestine broadcast for Fiji I mentioned last week was widely heard as scheduled Monday, June 4th. At 0830 to 0900 on 11565. I even got up in the middle of the night to record it. The signal was so strong I immediately suspected it was not coming from Palau as originally planned, but from WHRI in South Carolina, which after all was the station already registered on this frequency at that time. And the South Carolina site was later confirmed by WRN Broadcast. Here's the first minute or so of the transmission I recorded. It started a minute late at 0831 UT. Oh, none of it is in English except they mention the Fiji Freedom and Democracy Movement, Australia.
Nandomo Iviti. Nimbulgenat and the Turanga, the Maramdi, and the program of our in Bogunkua, my one Fiji Democracy and Freedom Movement in Australia. The Fiji Democracy and Freedom Movement, a tear would take mine in Donum Bossi, my Guna, in New South Wales, my Vir Meliwevi, Tiers are watching with you Australia, and a Norkunruata, and a number of Senator Etapa. Ne vala za la taundun do no vaga dor ne lava lava ne vureng un bai marama en nona mai kove vaga taundun do no ve du ta ki mai vua na prime minister digita ki mai viti na ngone a kulai seni en garte na fidi democracy and freedom movement en sangata chinga na matin tu vala vaga lava ne vureng un bai marama.
There are some additional clips you can hear, including a bit of music they played at the end from the South Seas, via worldofradio.com and DX Listening Digest. Although WHRI is more than twice as far away from Fiji as Palau is, It so happens they already have an antenna aimed right at Suva in Fiji, and hitting them with 250 kilowatts, I expect that's just as effective as 100 kilowatts would have been from Palau. Remember, this is on Mondays only at 0830 UT for half an hour, so our next chances to hear it are June 11th, 18th, 25th, etc. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1620. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. By the way, I should point out that although I give this postal address for those who need to use it, I am a victim of the email generation, as some people who wrote to me requiring a reply by postal mail have found out recently. I can be quite slow to reply by postal mail, so if at all possible, please communicate by email. Also, I get an occasional request about how to subscribe to my publications. Well, for many years now, I have not published anything on paper, unlike the previous magazines, Review of International Broadcasting and DX Listening Digest. The current DX Listening Digest, including Review of International Broadcasting, is published online only, but it's absolutely free for anyone who wants to access it via worldofradio.com. My Cuba reports, a press release, June 5th, from the French Ministries of Foreign Affairs, Culture and Communication, says a one-month moratorium has been placed on the merger of editorial staffs of Radio France International, Monte Carlo Doualia, and the France 24 television channel. Jean-Paul Cluzel, a former head of RFI and of Radio France, has been appointed to study the merger of the radio and TV outlets under the Audiovisuel Extérieur de la France, AEF, which also includes TV 5 Monde. Cluzel is to report his findings and offer options by June 22nd, so the new government can make a decision before the moratorium is lifted. Cluzel was the head of RFI from 1995 to 2004. Unions fear that Cluzel's mission is window dressing, since he expressed support for the RFI France 24 merger earlier this year. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports a frequency change for Deutsche Welle's English broadcast at 05 to 06 via Rwanda, of course, as they all are now. 11800 has replaced 9800 kilohertz, and I'm hearing them just as well on the new frequency usually as I was on the old one. We have two reports of Radio Verdad Guatemala 4055 being on the air before its usual sign-on time of 1100 UT, which means more time to propagate around summer solstice. In Australian DX News, John Adams in Victoria heard it back on May 3rd at 10:40 with Bible stories and gospel songs in English. And on June 2nd, Harold Sellers in British Columbia says it was already on at 10:34 UT, also in English, reading from the Old Testament, some organ music, and the voice of revival. They also offer their usual banner and QSL card for reports into Spanish at 11:01. Last week we had a report that All India Radio Kohima had finally reactivated on 4850, heard in the local morning. But how about the local evening when we might hear it in North America? Mauno Ritila in Finland says he was hearing it at 1300 UT via a Hong Kong remote receiver. Also heard in Japan by a couple of DXers, says S. Hasegawa, and at 1350 until sign-off at 1401 during a local English news broadcast, says Joe's Jacob in India. The schedule is supposedly midnight to 0415, and from 1000 until 1600, varying to 1630 or 1700. Another All India Radio station, Shillong, on 4970, is putting out a very bad hum, but Ron Howard in California says they must have fixed the transmitter. It was nice clean audio June 1st from 12:35 to 12:43. Swapan Chakraborty said they had been humming for more than 2 months. It was useless programming. Now the audio is clear, but the modulation is poor. I've been hearing a heterodyne against CFRX 6070, about 1 kilohertz high, but I couldn't make out much audio. I suspected it was Voice of Korea's scheduled Japanese service on 6070, but off frequency, and Ron Howard in California now confirms that. And he also reports that Seabreeze Shokaze has made another of their periodic frequency changes for their 1330 to 1430 UT broadcast, including English, usually on Fridays. They've been on 5985, but as of June 1st, they've returned to 6135. DX Mix News: Bulgaria spotted a scheduled series of unidentified transmissions in English via Lithuania for June 9th and 10th. Soon identified by Harald Gabler in the ADX group via Wolfgang Büschel as a radio report about the European DX Council conference just held in Germany. And the schedule is as follows. June 10th, Sunday at 14 to 15 to Europe on 6180 in German, and then at 1730 to 1830 in English to Japan and Asia on 11900. The third broadcast is shown as the previous rather than the following UT day in English to the USA, Saturday, June 9th UT at 0100 on 11900. However, there's a contradiction. The DX Mix version shows the time for that broadcast is 1 hour later at 02 to 0300, June 9th. So, which is correct? We'd better check both. Via Nashville Listener's Notebook, the World Christian Broadcasting newsletter via Paul Ladd says WCB's project in Madagascar has been delayed. The 4 containers with transmitters and other related equipment were delayed by the manufacturer and not shipped to Houston until December 20th last year, 9 months later than expected. As a result, the transmitters could not go to Madagascar under the original registration with the government there. WCB is still working on the registration renewal. The new regime in Madagascar must be convinced the station is not in the country for political purposes. WCB has chosen not to make final shipment of the transmitters until the political situation is clear. We are convinced the registration will be renewed, but not as soon as we would like. And then at the NASB meeting, Paul Ladd updated this. 15 of 16 government signatures have been obtained, so we are close to getting final approval. But all of this, of course, means further delays in finally getting on the air as the transmitters are still in Houston. Julian Santiago in the DF and I have noticed that modulation has finally been improved from Radio Educación, Mexico's last remaining shortwave station, on 6185. Seems the best time to hear it is an hour or two before sign-off, still at 0500, when China via Canada comes on 6190. And, as long as Brazil is missing from the other side, 6180. I also asked Julian about that new X-band station in Mexico City on 1650 XEARZ, which was reported on the air about a month ago. However, I have not seen any reports of it having reached the USA. And he says it was on the air for only 3 days, starting May 1st, and then went off the air. It has not been possible to obtain any information about it. Ed Gardner in California and I are very sad to hear Radio Netherlands announce that their English broadcast will come to an end on Friday, June 29th. And that probably applies to some, if not all, their other languages, at least on shortwave. I heard this on what seems to be the best frequency left for us to hear them in English, although intended for Africa, 17605 via Vatican, closing at 1957. It starts at 1800. There's another Vatican relay, which we may also hear, 15495, which overlaps from 1900 until 2057. The AM broadcast from Voice of Nigeria on 15120 at 05 to 07 in English was last heard May 12th, but it finally came back on June 4th and 5th, although with a terrible whine on the transmission, a huge embarrassment. Ron Howard in California reports that Papua New Guinea and Indonesia are still colliding on 3325, NBC Bougainville, was heard June 4th past 1300, apparently extending a schedule formerly closed at 1200, mixing with what was definitely RRI Palankaraya at 1300 on the same frequency. Brother Stair seems to be back in charge again. We're mostly hearing him again instead of sycophants on Overcomer Ministry broadcasts. However, DX Remix News reports that the relays via IRRS via Romania have been canceled, no longer daily at 13 to 15 on 15190. Canceled a couple of weeks earlier was the Saturday extension until 17 on 15700. Craig Seeger in New South Wales heard audio from apparently a U.S. TV station on 11 meters, 26110 in the narrowband FM mode. I found the list that is maintained by Bill Hepburn of all these 11-meter links, matching a commercial heard by Craig for a Chevy dealer in Sacramento, California. There's no Sacramento station listed there, but there is one in the same market, Stockton, California, from KOVR-TV, the CBS affiliate on Channel 13. He also heard CBS promotion. The call sign of 26110 is KMK282. Oh, the time he heard it was around 0300 UT. Rich Lewis spotted a claim on the WRNO Facebook page that they were back on the air as of May 31st. But we'll believe it when we hear it, and so we have heard nothing on 7505. Ron Howard in California reports Radio 2 from ZNBC in Zambia on 6165. June 4th with their distinctive African Fish Eagle interval signal at 0244. A clear ID in English at 0441 as Radio 2, the natural choice. They were playing African highlife songs. He says not very strong, but at least there was no interference, which causes me to raise the question, does that mean Chad is definitely missing again from 6165, or at least no longer running all night? Last week I had two separate items about stations around 4880, something in Italian which seemed to be coming from, of all places, a Kurdish clandestine. And also report from Italy of Rai being around that frequency. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, who was theorizing Kurdistan, says the logs probably are related. I only heard Italian once and didn't pay much attention. I thought it was Kurdistan due to the drifting frequency, but I couldn't figure out why it was in Italian. A harmonic would be more stable too, so I think it could be an unauthorized transmission from an inferior transmitter. Meanwhile, there was another report from Davide Morotti in Italy of soccer being heard on 4880, June 2nd at 1722. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 4th. ANKNC is peaking at 20 and 5 June 5th, 15 and 4 on the 18th. Solar flux dropping from 130 until June 9th to 110 on the 17th to 23rd and back up to 125 by June 28th. And so concludes World of Radio 1620. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.